Unser nächstes Interview an der Weltfriedenswoche ist auf Englisch mit Manusha. Sie ist eine Schülerin aus Indien. Sie ist 15 und sie hat ein Buch geschrieben mit dem Titel «Global Issues, Feelings and Facts». Und da erfahren wir jetzt ein bisschen mehr dazu, was sie mit dem Buch genau hat wollen und wieso dass sie es geschrieben hat. Hello, Manusha.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Radio Chico Peace Week. I already introduced you. You are 15 years old. You are a student and you wrote a book, Global Issues, Feelings and Facts. Could you tell me first what was the reason that you wrote the book? Why did you do that?
Today, we have learned to live with problems, be it pollution, oil spills, or any other issue that doesn't affect us directly. We accept, adapt, and move on. I believe this has to change. We have to change. And this change has to come from within. We have to be the ones to spark such thinking. I chose this topic in hopes of being such a spark.
The book is about two teenagers. Is it in the form of a novel?
No, my book, Global Issues, Feelings and Facts, is presented in the form of kids, where two aware fictional teenagers converse on various topics. There is a brief fact file after every skit. Global issues such as economic growth, quality education, world peace, clean energy are discussed upon.
And how did you choose those different subjects? How did you decide what to include?
I believe that I conversed with my friends and they weren't aware of what we have to do. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the work done by the United Nations is inspirational. The global issues are the infestations of the earth, and I believe that all inclusive SDGs are the way ahead to eradicating them. Achieving these issues will drive out almost every global issue in existence. But first we need awareness and understanding of what they are. I believe that writing this book would help change the world for the better.
Is it a book intended mainly for teenagers your age or also for adults?
It is also for adults, but I mainly aim to enlighten the Gen Z because they are the advocates for change of tomorrow.
Our theme in this week is mutual acceptance. What does this phrase or the acceptance in general mean for you?
I believe mutual acceptance means welcoming, embracing every human being without thinking of all the social divides man has created. And without awareness, there cannot be acceptance.
And what are your plans for the future? Do you have any more ideas for other books you want to write?
I plan to work on a similar path of change, advocating for our rights in accordance with the earth. I want to make people aware of our actions, and I aim to work with or in the United Nations in the future.
So we wish you best of luck with your future projects, and
thank you.
Good luck with your first book. And maybe we will hear from you in the future when your new books will be released.
Thank you.